Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Wednesday, hump day, April Fool's Day as well. And we're celebrating April Fool's Day as only we could, Randy, as only we could here on the midday show by telling some of our favorite dad jokes and having listeners send in dad jokes as well. You ready for some dad jokes?
Woo!
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
My bad. Thank you for doing that. Yes. Two peanuts were walking down the street. Okay. One was assaulted.
Oh, my God.
That's from Cody.
Come on, Cody.
That's not bad, Cody. Thank you. Appreciate that. There was one other one I wanted to get to here before we... where did it go? It was so bad. How did I miss it? Dang it. Yep, missed it. Okay. You can still send them in, though, at TBM929, at Wendy Radio, or at RandyMac81. We'll get to the AMA to close things out in about 40 minutes from right now, so send your AMA questions in as well. Got some early ones already and some really good ones, too. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line 404-741-0929, or again on Twitter, at TBM929, or at Wendy Radio. Oh, here it is. It was a Twitter joke. This is from Doug. Doctor, you've got to help me. I'm addicted to Twitter. The doctor says, I don't follow you. Yeah.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Doug. Keep sending them in. We'll also unveil the first matchups, the 8-1 matchups in our midday show snack bracket 20 minutes from right now. We've got all four regions. We've got Randy's snacks. We've got Wendy's snacks. We've got Brian's snacks. We've got my snacks. We'll unveil the 8-1 matchups 20 minutes from right now. And then get back into something that Roddy Nabalsi told us from UGASports.com back in the 11 o'clock hour about one of the, I don't know, certainly not something that I thought about, one of the sort of sneaky complications of having a normal football season, a normal college football season, once things actually start again. And we don't know when things are going to start again, but I asked him, you know, what date would it have to be to get things back to normal? He had an interesting answer. So we'll get back to that coming up in 20 minutes as well. But as always, we kick off the 1 o'clock hour by telling you what's trending.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
How much of it can be done virtually? I don't know that. I think that's something we're coming across now. It's really more how much can they digest virtually, because you want to give the kids everything they can. We're trying to act like we're going through spring practice right now, and we're doing it with our players virtually, but with 2 hours a week, it makes that a little bit tougher.
Yeah, so that was Kirby Smart yesterday on his conference call talking about some of the complications that he and, look, all coaches – in all sports right now in the United States are globally are dealing with, trying to somehow in a way simulate what practice would be like without actually being able to practice or meet with the team. And that's just going to be really, really hard. And We asked Roddy Nabalsi this too. Like, is there any sort of coach that might have an advantage in this situation? And I thought he gave a really interesting answer, which was the older coaches, the coaches that have been through things before, the coaches with actual life experience, may be able to relate to their players and talk their players through this situation. I know, Randy, you played college football during 9/11, right? Like, yeah. you were on the UGA football team and played games immediately following that. I mean, I know this is different than that for sure, but
oh, yeah.
I have to imagine having coaches and having leadership in those moments will be similar to having coaches that know how to provide leadership and provide players a way to navigate through what's going on right now.
The crazy thing about it, the whole 9/11 thing was, it was like, again, everybody remembers where they were when it happened, but I just remember getting the call from my position coach at the time, Dave Johnson. Dave was like, Coach Rick wants – and this is Coach Rick's first year, remember that. His first year as a head coach at Georgia. And Coach Rick wants everybody to be over here at a certain time. And we all met up and didn't know what was going to happen as far as – because we were playing Arkansas that night, that Saturday night, and we didn't know what was going to happen. And I just remember we all stayed in the huddle, and we're like, whatever happens, we're going to stick together through this. And then got the word came down that they were going to cancel the games. And that was the longest week because of not having football, just not knowing what was going on in the country. Because we were still very young and still not as informed or really not paid close attention. We knew something. We knew that what happened on 9/11 was one of the worst tragedies that I've ever experienced in my lifetime. I'm talking about me personally at that time. And just didn't know how to react the following week where we know we're going to play and what we're going to be the emotions. And I just remember Sanford Stadium being packed. It was a night game, an ESPN game. And I just remember just all the raw emotion in there when the national anthem was playing and everything like that. And you could feel that. This is different, but, you know, you're going to be able to – you feel the angst that people are having. I think it's a different type of angst than it was back then because this is long. I mean, we didn't play for a week. And you hear Chipper Jones last night talking about their experience up there playing the Mets the day after – I mean, the series after what happened on 9/11. So, I mean, the leadership from above is always important because – that's who you look to for your guidance. I mean, I was 21-year-old kid then. I'm a grown man now, and you know, my kids are there like, Daddy, when is this going to end? I don't know, baby. I don't know. Right. I don't have any answers for you. And I think that's the part of what sucks so bad that we keep on saying. I think we say it every day, the unknown of this.
Yeah, I think that it. Well, yeah, that's certainly one of the hardest parts. I think it's the hardest part for us. Luckily, I mean, the hardest part for some is that they're sick. Right. Or that they know people that are sick. And I feel fortunate right now to not have had any family members directly that have been impacted by this. I mean, who knows as this thing goes on, it's very likely that either you or somebody that, you know, will be impacted by getting sick and all of that. Again, hopefully not. The unknown is a really hard part of it. And I'm glad you brought up that Mets Braves game. Randy, from back in 2001, because it was on ESPN last night. And going back and watching that game, and, you know, obviously I'm not a Mets fan, but seeing Mike Piazza hit that home run and seeing what it meant to the people in that city and that stadium, it gave me goosebumps last night just sitting there remembering it from almost 20 years ago. It was a great example of how sports can act as not just a distraction, but as a unifier. And the hard part is you don't know when sports are going to have the opportunity to do that again for people. I know that's part of why the NFL wants to keep things going and have business as usual to maybe give people a distraction while everything else is going on. But to actually have games, I mean, we're still in the process of, and at some point this won't be where we are, but we're still in the process of things getting canceled. Now, Wimbledon just got canceled like an hour ago. Yeah. And Wimbledon is late June, early July. And I know that's not here in the United States, so maybe that makes it slightly different. But, you know, we're still in the process of talking about if we'll have the NBA come back and if Major League Baseball will come back and if football will happen in the fall. I saw a report from Brett McMurphy, college.
I just saw it.
You see that? Where athletic directors, unnamed athletic directors, but Power 5 conference athletic directors have suggested. And again, this is not something that they're going to do yet, but it's something that is, I guess, on the table being talked about. Maybe just agreeing to move college football to the spring of 2021, like a year from now. Which again is not something that they're necessarily saying that they're going to do, but they're talking about it, which is scary. Like the fact that they're even considering talking about these things means that in some way they're possible. And that's where we are, that we're so far from knowing when things are going to come back. We're still talking about canceling things like that, which is very difficult.
Yeah. I mean, it is going to continue, Andy. I mean, we all know this, that, you know, the more people they test, the higher the numbers are going to be. And we know that there won't be any public gathering until they say the key word in everything is curved, until it's curved, and all those things. That's the key word. Well, who determines when it's curved? There are so many things that we don't know about this thing right now. And I mean, there are people who have symptoms that don't even know they have it. You know, I mean, it's so crazy out there. And the one thing that, you know, when you look at what China did and what, you know, the part of them, okay, we're going to start, this is how we're going to do it. And then when it's getting close to the time of them doing it, it's like, oh, you know what, we're going to pause it for a little while and see. I think you're going to see a lot more of that right there, because the last thing you want to do is start everything back up and this thing comes back again, because it's going to get shut down right again.
The one league that has not delayed anything up to this point is the NFL, and some folks really close to the NFL aren't particularly happy about that, including Adam Schefter.
And we all hope that it happens, frankly. We all want that back. We all want to see the days where we have that distraction of football. But OTAs, that's no not show. Happening. Yeah. The offseason program, that's not happening. The draft is happening only through the sheer force and determination and lack of foresight from Phil Franklin. I mean, they are determined to put this on while there is carnage in the streets.
That's Adam Schefter on ESPN last night, speaking frankly, speaking boldly about what's happening right now. And I would have to think that Adam Schefter, I'm sure he's speaking for himself too. I mean, he's a human with emotion and opinions. But I also have to think that that's echoing some of the opinion of sources that he works with, meaning people that are inside front offices and inside scouting departments of NFL teams, because we know that this is something that is going to be difficult on them. I mean, this is something that not only might be a bad look for the league, which it may very well be, it's also something that just makes the jobs of people that are supposed to be drafting and supposed to be building teams more challenging right now, because they can't even see the people that they're working with. The Falcons haven't finalized Todd Gurley's contract yet. I would have to think because of physicals, right? I mean, that's where it's so far from normal, and trying to keep it normal is very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, because we've never been through this. Like, we've never been through something like this before. I mean, we can go back and laugh at Mike Conte talking about NBA players and the owners and if they're going to pay them or not. We said yesterday, I'm sure when they negotiated this CBA, that they never thought that they would be at this point where that part of the language in the contract would be, you know, would be a option. I mean, that's crazy. Right. And Shefty, you know, he is speaking for a lot of people. I know he is speaking for the GM. That's where he gets a lot of his inside information, is from the GMs and stuff like that and scouts. So he knows how these guys are feeling and how difficult this is making their job. But, I mean, base things off of the tape. I mean, you have plenty of tape. And I like I said this earlier, I love listening to Lewis Riddick. And he said a lot of times that you should have these boards and some of these prospects already scouted by August, you know, of the previous year. And I just feel bad not for Ken Law and those guys like that. I mean, because they know they're going to be first-round pick. Everybody knows that. I'm talking about the third-round guy. Like, what about a Solomon Kinley from Georgia? Guys like that who, you know, you need maybe some extra stuff on it, and guys in the going to be fifth or sixth rounders.
Yeah.
You said it perfect yesterday. There are no flyer, no cute picks anymore. You got to be absolutely sure about these prospects. You can't be like, well, let me see if I can develop him maybe. No. Okay, this guy can play this position right here that I need. Let me go take him.
Yeah, you know who else I'm concerned about? I'm concerned about, like, the Randy McMichaels of this year. Because think about if this would have happened the year you were going into the NFL. You were injured at the combine. You ran slower at the combine than you were capable of running because you had an injury, and then you got to have a pro day, and luckily you ran really fast, and you were able to prove that you had recovered from that injury, and you got drafted in the fourth round because of it. If you didn't have that pro day, who knows what would have happened? There's a lot of guys in that situation.
Yeah, and then, you know, I can go to one of my best friends that I ever played with was Sam Simmons. He was a wide receiver from Northwestern. Talked to him yesterday, matter of fact, and Sam was not invited to the combine. All right, but he went to his pro day. The Dolphins go to his pro day, and Sam shows out his pro day, ends up being a fifth-round draft pick. Guys like that, the priority free agent kids. I mean, the kids that okay, you're not draft eligible. I mean, you're draft eligible, but you might not get drafted, but you can be a priority free agent and stuff like that. I mean, it's going to be a lot of changes. And I know, and hopefully we can get Thomas Dimitroff on sometime soon to talk to him about what is the most difficult part about this. Is it the fact that you can't sit down and interview these guys and bring them into your building and do all these things? Is it the fact that, you know, they didn't have the pro day and you can't find that guy that you might draft in the seventh round that wasn't at the combine or sign him to a priority free agent list? I mean, it's a lot of difficulties surrounding it. But, I mean, is Roger Goodell going to go back on what he said? Because Roger, he firmly said
he did. He did. He has doubled and tripled down on the fact that they're going to go about business as usual in the NFL. And I mean, as usual as it can be, the draft is going to happen as of right now, 22 days from today. And they're going to do it virtually. Yeah. Obviously, they're not going to do it like they normally do. I would imagine that Roger Goodell will probably make his opening remarks and do what he does with the draft from his house. They'll probably set up some sort of webcam and he'll do all that stuff from his house, and all the draft picks will be at their houses, and everything that happens will be virtual, and we'll be able to watch it on TV, and that'll be like a brief moment of normalcy, and you'll be excited because the Falcons will pick number 16 and hopefully they take a guy that you like. But also maybe not. Like, you know, yeah, the closer we get to it, he still has the ability, if he wants to say, you know what, and maybe we move this thing back just a little bit, because the worst case scenario would be you're in the middle of this thing 2-3 weeks from right now, and it's worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. And you have to sit there and act like everything's normal. And it is a really unfortunate situation for you because of what everyone else is going to be dealing with. Because 2 weeks, 3 weeks from right now, who knows what it's going to look like.
And here's the thing, Ed, what would be the public effect if he did that?
I don't know.
You know, would people applaud it? Would people applaud? I mean, some people would applaud it. Would some people be mad about it? Because this is pretty much all we're getting in updates is the NFL.
Yeah.
As far as progressing towards their season.
Yeah.
You can keep on talking about the NBA, but you don't know. You can talk about Major League Baseball. Don't know. MLS. Don't know. But the one thing about the NFL is that there's nothing, their season hasn't been affected yet like those other three sports. Also, let me throw in hockey in there. They haven't been affected yet. So they can easily go on about their business because they haven't had to move anything. I mean, they canceled things like OTAs and stuff like that, but they haven't canceled training camp yet. They haven't, you know, they haven't said they're not going to be training camp. They haven't even said that there won't be a mandatory mini camp in June. You know, those type of things that you look forward to. So, I mean, Roger, I don't know what Roger is going to do. I actually don't.
How can you tell when a joke is a dad joke?
I don't know, Andy.
It's apparent.
Oh, my God.
That's really good. Thank you, Andy Perry. I really like that one. That's a really funny one. Skeleton walks into a bar and says, "Give me a draft beer and a mop." Shout out to old dad for that one. All right, we'll come back. keep sending them in. We'll also unveil the first matchups, the 8-1 matchups in our midday show snack bracket 20 minutes from right now. We've got all four regions. We've got Randy's snacks. We've got Wendy's snacks. We've got Brian's snacks. We've got my snacks. We'll unveil the 8-1 matchups 20 minutes from right now. And then get back into something that Roddy Nabalsi told us from UGASports.com back in the 11 o'clock hour. About one of the, I don't know, certainly not something that I thought about, one of the sort of sneaky complications of having a normal football season, a normal college football season, once things actually start again. And we don't know when things are going to start again, but I asked him, you know, what date would it have to be to get things back to normal? He had an interesting answer. So we'll get back to that coming up in 20 minutes as well. But as always, we kick off kick off the 1 o'clock hour by telling you what's trending.
What's trending?
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
How much of it can be done virtually? I don't know that. I think that's something we're coming across now. It's really more how much can they digest virtually, because you want to give the kids everything they can. We're trying to act like we're going through spring practice right now, and we're doing it with our players virtually, but with 2 hours a week, it makes that a little bit tougher.
Yeah, so that was Kirby Smart yesterday on his conference call talking about some of the complications that he and, look, all coaches in all sports right now in the United States are globally are dealing with, trying to somehow in a way, simulate what practice would be like without actually being able to practice or meet with the team. And that's just going to be really, really hard. And we asked Roddy Nabalsi this too, like, is there any sort of coach that might have an advantage in this situation? And I thought he gave a really interesting answer, which was the older coaches, the coaches that have been through things before, the coaches with actual life experience, may be able to relate to their players and talk their players through this situation. I know, Randy, you played college football during 9/11, right? Like, yeah. you were on the UGA football team and played games immediately following that. I mean, I know this is different than that for sure, but I have to imagine having coaches and having leadership in those moments will be similar to having coaches that know how to provide leadership and provide players a way to navigate through what's going on right now.
The crazy thing about it, the whole 9/11 thing was, it was like, again, everybody remembers where they were when it happened, but I just remember getting the call from my position coach at the time, Dave Johnson. Dave was like, Coach Rick wants – and this is Coach Rick's first year, remember that. His first year as a head coach at Georgia. And Coach Rick wants everybody to be over here at a certain time. And we all met up and didn't know what was going to happen as far as – because we were playing Arkansas that night, that Saturday night, and we didn't know what was going to happen. And I just remember we all stayed in the huddle, and we're like, whatever happens, we're going to stick together through this. And then got the word came down that they were going to cancel the games. And that was the longest week because of not just not having football, just not knowing what was going on in the country. Because we were still very young and still not as informed or really not paid close attention. We knew something. We knew that what happened on 9/11 was one of the worst tragedies that I've ever experienced in my lifetime. I'm talking about me personally at that time. And just didn't know how to react the following week when we know we're going to play and what we're going to be the emotions. And I just remember Sanford Stadium being packed. It was a night game, an ESPN game. And I just remember just all the raw emotion in there when the national anthem was playing and everything like that. And you could feel that. This is different, but, you know, you're going to be able to – you feel the angst that people are having. I think it's a different type of angst than it was back then because this is long. I mean, we didn't play for a week. And you hear Chipper Jones last night talking about their experience up there playing the Mets the day after – I mean, the series after what happened on 9/11. So, I mean, the leadership from above is always important because – that's who you look to for your guidance. I mean, I was 21-year-old kid then. I'm a grown man now, and you know, my kids are there like, Daddy, when is this going to end? I don't know, baby. I don't know. Right. I don't have any answers for you. And I think that's the part of what sucks so bad that we keep on saying. I think we say it every day, the unknown of this.
Yeah. I think that that's certainly one of the hardest parts. I think it's the hardest part for us, luckily. I mean, the hardest part for some is that they're sick. Right. Or that they know people that are sick. And I feel fortunate right now to not have had any family members directly that have been impacted by this. I mean, who knows as this thing goes on, it's very likely that either you or somebody that, you know, will be impacted by getting sick and all of that. Again, hopefully not. The unknown is a really hard part of it. And I'm glad you brought up that Mets Braves game. Randy, from back in 2001, because it was on ESPN last night. And going back and watching that game, and, you know, obviously I'm not a Mets fan, but seeing Mike Piazza hit that home run and seeing what it meant to the people in that city and that stadium, it gave me goosebumps last night just sitting there remembering it from almost 20 years ago. It was a great example of how sports can act as not just a distraction, but as a unifier. And the hard part is you don't know when sports are going to have the opportunity to do that again for people. I know that's part of why the NFL wants to keep things going and have business as usual to maybe give people a distraction while everything else is going on. But to actually have games, I mean, we're still in the process of, and at some point this won't be where we are, but we're still in the process of things getting canceled. Now, Wimbledon just got canceled like an hour ago. Yeah. And Wimbledon is late June, early July. And I know that's not here in the United States, so maybe that makes it slightly different. But, you know, we're still in the process of talking about if we'll have the NBA come back and if Major League Baseball will come back and if football will happen in the fall. I saw a report from Brett McMurphy, college.
I just saw it.
College, yeah, you see that where athletic directors, unnamed athletic directors, but Power 5 conference athletic directors have suggested. And again, this is not something that they're going to do yet, but it's something that is, I guess, on the table being talked about. Maybe just agreeing to move college football to the spring. of 2021, like a year from now, which again is not something that they're necessarily saying that they're going to do, but they're talking about it, which is scary. Like the fact that they're even considering talking about these things means that in some way they're possible. And that's where we are, that we're so far from knowing when things are going to come back. We're still talking about canceling things like that, which is very difficult.
Yeah. I mean, it is going to continue, Andy. I mean, we all know this, that, you know, the more people they test, the higher the numbers are going to be. And we know that there won't be any public gathering until they say the key word in everything is curved, until it's curved, you know, all those things. That's the key word. Well, who determines when it's curved? There are so many things that we don't know about this thing right now. And I mean, there are people who have symptoms that don't even know they have it. You know, I mean, it's so crazy out there. And the one thing that, you know, when you look at what China did and what, you know, the part of them, okay, we're going to start, this is how we're going to do it. And then when it's getting close to the time of them doing it, it's like, oh, you know what? We're going to pause it for a little while and see. I think you're going to see a lot more of that right there, because the last thing you want to do is start everything back up and this thing comes back again, because it's going to be shut down right again.
The one league that has not delayed anything up to this point is the NFL, and some folks really close to the NFL aren't particularly happy about that, including Adam Schefter.
And we all hope that it happens, frankly. We all want that back. We all want to see the days where we have that distraction of football. But OTAs, that's no not show. Happening. Yeah. The offseason program, that's not happening. The draft is happening only through the sheer force and determination and lack of foresight from Phil Franklin. I mean, they are determined to put this on while there is carnage in the streets.
That's Adam Schefter on ESPN last night, speaking frankly, speaking boldly about what's happening right now. And I would have to think that Adam Schefter, I'm sure he's speaking for himself too. I mean, he's a human with emotion and opinions. But I also have to think that that's echoing some of the opinion of sources that he works with, meaning people that are inside front offices and inside scouting departments of NFL teams, because we know that this is something that is going to be difficult on them. I mean, this is something that not only might be a bad look for the league, which it may very well be, it's also something that just makes the jobs of people that are supposed to be drafting and supposed to be building teams more challenging right now, because they can't even see the people that they're working with. The Falcons haven't finalized Todd Gurley's contract yet. I would have to think because of physicals, right? I mean, that's where it's so far from normal, and trying to keep it normal is very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, because we've never been through this. Like, we've never been through something like this before. I mean, we can go back and laugh at Mike Conte talking about NBA players and the owners and if they're going to pay them or not. We said yesterday, I'm sure when they negotiated this CBA, that they never thought that they would be at this point where that part of the language in the contract would be, you know, would be a option. I mean, that's crazy. Right. And Shefty, you know, he is speaking for a lot of people. I know he is speaking for the GM. That's where he get a lot of his inside information, is from the GMs and stuff like that and scouts. So he knows how these guys are feeling and how difficult this is making their job. But, I mean, base things off of the tape. I mean, you have plenty of tape. And like I said this earlier, I love listening to Lewis Riddick. And he said a lot of times that you should have these boards and some of these prospects already scouted by August, you know, of the previous year. And I just feel bad not for Ken Law and those guys like that. I mean, because they know they're going to be first round pick. Everybody knows that. I'm talking about the third round guy. Like, what about a Solomon Kinley from Georgia? Guys like that who, you know, you need maybe some extra stuff on it, and guys in the going to be fifth or sixth rounders.
Yeah.
You said it perfect yesterday. There are no flyer, no cute picks anymore. You got to be absolutely sure about these prospects. You can't be like, well, let me see if I can develop him maybe. No. Okay, this guy can play this position right here that I need. Let me go take him.
Yeah. You know who else I'm concerned about? I'm concerned about, like, the Randy McMichaels of this year. Because think about if this would have happened the year you were going into the NFL. You were injured at the combine. You ran slower at the combine than you were capable of running because you had an injury, and then you got to have a pro day, and luckily you ran really fast, and you were able to prove that you had recovered from that injury, and you got drafted in the fourth round because of it. If you didn't have that pro day, who knows what would have happened? There's a lot of guys in that situation.
Yeah, and then, you know, I can go to one of my best friends that I ever played with was Sam Simmons. He was a wide receiver from Northwestern. Talked to him yesterday, matter of fact, and Sam was not invited to the combine. All right, but he went to his pro day. The Dolphins go to his pro day, and Sam shows out this pro day, ends up being a fifth-round draft pick. Guys like that, the priority free agent kids. I mean, the kids that you're not draft eligible. I mean, you're draft eligible, but you might not get drafted, but you can be a priority free agent and stuff like that. I mean, it's going to be a lot of changes. And I know, and hopefully we can get Thomas Dimitroff on sometime soon to talk to him about what is the most difficult part about this. Is it the fact that you can't sit down and interview these guys and bring them into your building and do all these things? Is it the fact that, you know, they didn't have the pro day and you can't find that guy that you might draft in the seventh round that wasn't at the combine or sign him to a priority free agent list? I mean, it's a lot of difficulty surrounding it. But, I mean, is Roger Goodell going to go back on what he said? Because Roger, he firmly said
he did. He did. He has doubled and tripled down on the fact that they're going to go about business as usual in the NFL. And I mean, as usual as it can be. The draft is going to happen as of right now, 22 days from today. And they're going to do it virtually. Yeah. Obviously, they're not going to do it like they normally do. I would imagine that Roger Goodell will probably make his opening remarks and do what he does with the draft from his house. They'll probably set up some sort of webcam and he'll do all that stuff from his house, and all the draft picks will be at their houses, and everything that happens will be virtual, and we'll be able to watch it on TV, and that'll be like a brief moment of normalcy, and you'll be excited because the Falcons will pick number 16 and hopefully they take a guy that you like. But also maybe not. The closer we get to it, he still has the ability, if he wants to say, you know what, and maybe we move this thing back just a little bit, because the worst case scenario would be you're in the middle of this thing 2-3 weeks from right now, and it's worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. And you have to sit there and act like everything's normal. And it is a really unfortunate situation for you because of what everyone else is going to be dealing with. Because 2 weeks, 3 weeks from right now, who knows what it's going to look like.
And here's the thing, Ed, what would be the public effect if he did that?
I don't know.
You know, would people applaud it? If they moved it, would people applaud? I mean, some people would applaud it. Would some people be mad about it? Because this is pretty much all we're getting in updates is the NFL.
Yeah.
As far as progressing towards their season.
Yeah.
You can keep on talking about the NBA, but you don't know. You can talk about Major League Baseball. Don't know. MLS. Don't know. But the one thing about the NFL is that there's nothing, their season hasn't been affected yet like those other three sports. Also, let me throw in hockey in there. They haven't been affected yet. So they can easily go on about their business because they haven't had to move anything. I mean, they canceled things like OTAs and stuff like that, but they haven't canceled training camp yet. They haven't, they haven't said they're not going to be training camp. They haven't even said that there won't be a mandatory mini camp in June. You know, those type of things that you look forward to. So, I mean, Roger, I don't know what Roger is going to do. I actually don't.
How can you tell when a joke is a dad joke?
I don't know, Andy.
It's apparent.
Oh, my God.
That's really good. Thank you, Andy Perry. I really like that one. That's a really funny one. Skeleton walks into a bar and says, "Give me a draft beer and a mop." Shout out to old dad for that one. All right, we'll come back. We're going to debut our snack bracket coming up next, our 8-versus-1 matchups. Also get back into some of what Roddy Nabalsi told us about the complications of trying to start the college football season on time. He told us something that I guarantee you no one had thought of before. We'll let you hear that coming up next right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as well as radio.com.
You can listen at work from anywhere with the 92.9 The Game radio.com app. It makes work a lot more better. A lot more better? Is that right?
Yeah, just go with that.
Okay.
The radio.com app, making your life a little more better. Or stream on your smart device from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. So send us your AMA questions either on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929, or on Twitter at TBM929 or at RandyMac81 or at Wendy Radio. We'll get there in 20 minutes to close things out. Going to get to our snack bracket in a minute. Also going to react to some of what Kirby Smart said yesterday and what Roddy Nabalsi told us earlier. But first and foremost, Randy, what washes up on small shores?
I don't know, Andy.
Microwaves.
Oh, God.
Microwaves. Okay. All right.
One quick thing. You know how Miss Davis, Ashley's mom, told you you got to keep her off the pole? You know what? As a father nowadays, I got to keep my daughter off the live. This Instagram live stuff is crazy. Damn, you that they that damn bored? Put your keep your clothes on.
Yeah, I mean,
damn it.
Damn it is right. It's a whole new world, man. Like it used to just be keep them off the pole. Now there's all these OnlyFans and Insta Live and all these different places, outlets for nasty stuff to happen on the internet. I'm with you, man. Yeah. Look,
Keep your baby off the live.
I'm very excited about becoming a father and having a daughter. I'm very nervous about all of that stuff that you just mentioned, among a million other things.
Damn. Well, how do we transition out of that one?
I'll tell another dad joke. Why couldn't the toilet paper cross the street?
It was stuck to a shoe.
Pretty good guess. It got stuck in a crack.
Okay.
That's for pretty. Thanks, Freddie. And one more dad joke. This is from Brenda. Out in the Wild West, the old Wild West, a three-legged dog walks into a bar and says, "I'm looking for the man who shot my paw."
Oh, God.
Yeah, man, pretty bad. All right. I think we'll casually transition into our snack bracket. And you can go vote on our snack bracket matchups, the 8-1 matchups, first-round matchups here. You can go over to 92.9 The Game on Twitter, at 92.9 The Game on Twitter, and vote on these. We've also got our regions. Every single one of us has our own regions. Wendy's got the Blue Blood region because Wendy probably has the best compilation of snacks. In her first-round matchup, the number 1 versus number 8, Cool Ranch Doritos versus Swiss Rolls. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it is. But see, Wendy got the most known snacks, okay?
All right. Yeah, she
got the well-known snacks.
She's got the Dukes, the Kentuckys, the Kansases. She's got the Blue Blood snacks, which is why she's the Blue Blood region.
Yes. And see,
Wendy
also said
we're haters.
Yes, and my region is the Two Sock region. And I got like Fort Valley State, Hampton.
The Two Sock region.
Yes, I got Hampton, the 16 seeds that, a lot of people don't know about, but they're just as good when they get on the national stage.
So your first round matchup is Golden Flake Hot Chips versus Turkey Creek Skins.
Yep.
That's a tough matchup, man.
It is, man, because I love them both.
Brian's region is the Sweatpants region, and his first round matchup is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the number 1 seed, versus Pizza Flavored Combos. You can go vote on that at 92.9 The Game on Twitter. And I've got the Whole Foods region. My first round matchup is Raw Almonds versus Plantain Chips. Here's the funny thing about the way we set up the bracket. Everybody gets a Final Four team. So everybody makes it to the Final Four. If we set it up to where I was playing Wendy's teams in the first round, then all of my teams would be out and all of my snacks would be out in the first round. But the way we have it set up, everybody makes the Final Four. So in the end, Randy, we're all winners. We're all going to be cutting down the nets.
That's all that matters, dude. That's all that matters. I got a all spot right. for it.
You can get a little piece of the net on your mantle?
Yes, sir.
So Kirby Smart met with the media yesterday. I do want to play you something that Roddy Nabalsi said in just a minute, but first let's start with Kirby. Obviously, first time Kirby's meeting with the media since all of this has started, trying to navigate this situation with virtual meetings and Zoom meetings with his coaches and only 2 hours a week that they're allowed to meet with players virtually. I also have to wonder, I heard Kirby talking about this earlier too, is the new strength and conditioning coach maybe even more of an asset than we even realized? Having to come up with creative extra, because like guys don't have the gym, like you don't have all the equipment, right. So you got to come up with stuff to make it work. Like having a really good creative strength and conditioning coach could be a really nice thing to have right now.
Oh, no doubt about it, dude. I mean, the strength and conditioning coach at a program,
Scott Cochran, right?
Yes, they are so vital, man. As far as delivering your message, I mean, honestly, they spend more time with the players than their actual coaches themselves, man. You know, a lot of times. You know, during the offseason, the coaches aren't allowed to be with the players. It's just a strength and conditioning coach. So they're so vital to what you want to do as your program. And you've got to keep these guys in shape because even when we talked to Joe Patrick and he talked to Darren Ailes and the fitness, that is so vital, Andy, especially when you talk about everything might be crammed into a small point to get ready for the season. So you've got to find a way to keep these kids, from sitting on the couch playing video games all day. You know, you got to get them active. If there's a hill somewhere near your house, go run up and down the hill. If your dad or somebody got a car or truck, try pushing it. I mean, plyometrics is so big nowadays in sports. That's a great way to do it because not everybody has a bench or a squat rack or things like that. So, I mean, they are so vital to getting these athletes ready when things can go back to normal.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about, it's so funny, like, and I mean, not funny, but it's just an interesting byproduct of what's going on right now is you kind of got to get back to the roots of making anything that you have available to you a gym, right? Like, if you got a hill, run up it. If you got a tree with a strong branch, that's a pull-up bar. It, like you said, if your dad's got a truck, push that thing up a slight incline. There you go. There's your squat rack. Like, all of this stuff that, you know, people used to do back in the day just because they didn't have access to expensive training equipment. Now people are having to get creative and do that. And again, I imagine Scott Cochran is providing them with some good outlets to try to stay fit. But it's all about doing it on your own time, too, because everybody has had lazy teammates before. This is a situation where if you're lazy, it's very inviting to just be lazy. So fighting that laziness is something that is going to be a challenge and going to be interesting to see which teams can fight that off. Now, Kirby was asked a question that, because everyone sort of moved past the when is stuff going to start up again. No one knows the answer to that. The question now is, when does stuff have to start up again in order to really have a season? Here was Kirby's response to that question.
I don't want to give an opinion on that because I don't want to be speculative and guess. I think you'd have to leave that up to the medical people. I've certainly visited with Ron, and you know the SEC is doing studies, the NCAA is looking into that. I know the NFL's come out with some dates they feel like they would have to start by, but to put a time on that, I just don't think it's fair, and I don't think we as coaches should be going out there saying that because we're not the exercise scientists, we're not the medical people and professional. We can say what we feel, but it doesn't matter if a medical person disagrees with us.
Yeah, and again, it's another one of those examples that we've given over the last couple of weeks, Randy, of putting dates on stuff just sets you up for disappointment.
Yeah.
If they were to say, okay, it's got to be June 1st, and then it's not June 1st, well, then they got to cancel football. So hiding behind, or not hiding behind, but just saying, look, we don't know. There's no way to say it. Maybe a medical professional can put a date on it to make it with that drop-dead date or whatever you want to call it. I like that Kirby was non-committal to that, but there is a date where if we get past it, then it's not safe to play. I don't know what that date is, but there is.
I don't know either. But, oh, yeah, there is a date. And Notre Dame's head coach Brian Kelly was on TV, and I heard this is the date he said. Now, was he was just throwing it out there, but he said by July 1st. That gives your strength coach and everybody enough time to get these athletes' body ready. And as far as having a training camp and all those things, that was a date that he threw out. And, you know, he could be right because you're going to need some time. You know, I always go back to the example that I'm used to because we didn't have OTAs during the lockout. We didn't have mini camps. We didn't have none of that stuff, Andy. It was you got to continue to work out. The only good thing was that you got to go to workout facilities, though. You didn't get to go to your team's workout facility, but you got to go to one of these facilities and train and get your body ready and everything. And once, you know, the CBA was signed and everything, it was hitting the ground running. It wasn't even a week until we were on the football field, and it took a while to build up. You know, we didn't put on pads for about 2 weeks into camp. It was all in our helmets, you know, trying. Because the one thing about football is the only way you get in football shape is playing football. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't care how often you train all year long, it's not going to get you ready for the vigor, the hitting, and all that stuff. So, July 1st seems like it would be the, you know, optimal time, right?
Speaking of helmets and factors that we had not yet considered, when we asked Roddy Nabalsi that same question, he brought up a complication that I certainly had never even thought of, and here's what it was.
The vendors are backed up because I didn't – yeah, I was like, what are we talking about vendors? Apparently, you know, you have to have all the helmets reconditioned. Well, you also have to have the shoulder pads reconditioned. The second part was those guys were backed up last year. So your equipment guys who are trying to send all this stuff off to get everything reconditioned for your players who your, you know, safety is your job number one, they might have issues getting all this stuff together before the season starts because they were already backed up last year, and now they're backed up even further because, you know, everyone's self-quarantining, staying at home, social distancing. So the vendors for these schools are they're not in production right now.
It's just a great example of all of the other stuff that we're not going to think of. Like, there's just so many things that have to happen on down the line in the machine that allows football to happen. The machine that is college football. You're thinking about the players and the coaches and the plays and all that stuff. there's all this other stuff that has to happen too in order for a season to go. And that right there, look, I don't know that that's going to be the reason college football can't happen, but it's just a really good and unique example of how many other things we're not even considering that are impacted by this.
That's another important thing, because you got to be safe, like Roddy was saying, the helmets, the shoulder pads, everything. Those two are the most important parts of a football uniform. It's your helmet and your shoulder pads. I mean, yeah, you got to have those, right? I mean, and now they're changing the helmets in like every year. Do they have enough in production? I mean, a lot of it goes into it. And I just like you, I didn't even take that into consideration, because it's one of those things where you automatically assume it's already taken care of.
Right. Never would have thought of it. And there's a million other things we wouldn't have thought of, too, which is to say, hopefully they can get things back going sooner than later and deal with all those individual problems to get sports able to happen. I mean, that's we want everyone to be healthy and we want sports back. Those things go hand in hand. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the AMA to close things out. You can still send your questions in. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line 404-741-0929 or on Twitter at TBM929, at Wendy Radio, or at RandyMac81. We will answer your questions coming up next right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Radio.com.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wrapping things up with an AMA as we do every single day at 1:40, brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. If you missed any of the show today, you can check it out on the podcast or on 92.9thegame.com. Had a really good conversation with Roddy Nabalsi from UGASports.com earlier in the show. If you missed it, and again, we'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. We'll be here every single day with you live from the Mobile Kia Studios from 10 to 2. Dukes and Bell got you from 2 to 7. I got another dad joke for you, Randy.
I'm listening.
I had a dream last night that I was a muffler. I woke up exhausted. That's from Cody.
Yeah. Damn, Cody. Come on, man. Cody been throwing some woo bangers out there today.
Yeah, man. It was Dad Joke Wednesday on April Fool's Day. Don't prank people, all right? Just tell them dumb dad jokes. That's what we've been doing. I got an AMA here from Rusty. Has anyone on the Midday Show ever seen me do the moonwalk?
No.
You never seen me try to do the moonwalk before? I'm pretty good at it.
No, I've never seen you do it. No.
I mean, I'm no Michael Jackson, but, you know, I got a little moonwalk game.
Yeah, did you get the AMA from John the Miami Fan?
Oh, I did, but do you want to read it? Oh, no, I don't know if we can.
No.
Oh.
No.
Right. No, yeah, we can't. We could alter it, though. Who would be the worst person to be quarantined with?
I don't know. Probably like that we know.
Yeah, worst coworker to be quarantined with.
Oh, Abe. Dude, easily.
Yeah.
Too damn. Man, please. Yeah. Oh.
How long would it take for, I mean, violence would occur. But
yeah, it would.
How long would it take for the violence to show up if you were quarantined with Abe?
Maybe an hour. Yeah, maybe an hour.
Can you do the moonwalk? Or Wendy or Brian? Can any of you do the moonwalk?
No.
Cannot. I don't think so. Not well.
I mean, just get a hardwood floor, get some socks, and, you know, give it your best. Nobody can do it the way that Michael Jackson did. Who's the greatest curler of all time, in your opinion?
The one on the United States team.
Oh, I was going to say, like, Brenda from Bump and Curl or something. You know, one of the salons on the east side. You know... Yeah, we found some things that Brenda could do. I bet Brenda can curl a hell out some hair.
Not what I was talking about, but really, really good answer. Probably better answer than if you would have talked about what I was actually talking about, which is Olympic curling. And that's why I got to go with Kevin Martin. I think Kevin Martin's the all-time guy. He's the GOAT. Kmart was his nickname, which is not very
creative.
Well,
I'm with you, dude. I'm with you.
Kevin Martin's the man. He's from Killam, Alberta, Canada, by the way. The greatest curler of all time. If the draft does virtually happen, will fans still virtually boo Roger Goodell? And what would be the best way to effectively virtually boo Roger Goodell?
That is such a great question. And if I could tell this, if they went on the live thing, you can like have comments in there, right? So it would be just boo. If he's on there, they would just boo the whole time. That's a great question.
Yeah, it is a really good question. I imagine fans will video themselves booing on their phones and then post the videos to Twitter. Like, I think there would be nothing wrong. People just want to boo Roger Goodell, and I'm fully supportive of that. Do we have? Oh, one. I got one more over here on Twitter, Wendy, and then we'll throw it over there to the ones that you may have on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Most overhyped Netflix show.
Ooh, I think this Tiger thing probably.
So that's a good one. It's a really good one.
Yeah, I think this Tiger thing is probably like that.
They may be the greatest benefactor of the coronavirus quarantine because it came out right when it all happened. It was totally ridiculous, and everyone was talking about it. But I'm telling you, I said this yesterday to Wendy. I don't know if Wendy's continued to watch it or not, but like the first three episodes, all you need. Like after that, it just drags on. It gets kind of like you just need to see how ridiculous they are. You get it, and then that's kind of it, as far as I know. How far along are you, Wendy?
I still haven't watched the fourth episode, so I've only seen 1 through 3.
You're good.
Because I'm honestly stuck on Love is Blind.
Yeah, you're good. Love is Blind tells a much more interesting story.
It's fascinating.
I think you're fine. Yeah.
You guys don't really have any questions on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, but you do have a lot of dad jokes.
Okay.
All right, we'll go here. A priest, a preacher, and a rabbit walk into a bar. The rabbit says, "I think I'm a typo."
What? Oh, I get it. A rabbi.
A rabbi.
That's because it's supposed to be a priest, a preacher, and a rabbi.
Yeah.
The rabbit says, "I think I'm a typo."
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty solid. How much does it cost a pirate to get his ears pierced?
Nothing.
Or something. I don't know.
A buccaneer.
A buccaneer.
Oh, my. A buccaneer. Oh, my God.
Here you go. This one has the word yam in it, so Randy might like it. What do you call a yam in a hotel room?
A one-night stand.
A sweet potato.
That's good.
A sweet, like with the S-U-I-T-E.
That's good. That's good.
Dad jokes are dad jokes love wordplay like that. That's a good dad joke when you can use a, what are those called when it's a word that's pronounced the same way but spelled differently? A homonym? Is that what that is?
It's been a long time since I took English class.
Dad jokes love homonyms as far as I know. Isn't that right, Randy?
These dad jokes, they have made me look at dad jokes in a different vibe all day. And Wendy, I appreciate your jokes from now on.
Thank you.
Know, it's been a while since you've had a good one, but after today, I will never ever say anything bad about your dad joke ever again.
Because Wendy's dad jokes are actually better than most of dad jokes that we've been saying.
No, I didn't say that. I just said,
then what are you saying?
I'm just appreciative of them now. Appreciative of all the dad jokes.
You're welcome, Randy.
That's what I am.
You want one more before we do takeaways?
Yes.
Let me hear it.
Why couldn't the bicycle stand up?
At flat tires.
Kickstand something? I don't know.
It was too tired.
So dumb. So dumb, so good. Thank you for the April Fool's Day dad jokes. I got one for you here that's an AMA. Do you think players that tested positive for coronavirus but recovered would be like blackballed by teams or something like that after this? Or players that never caught the virus?
No.
Like, are the guys that got it recovered from? Yeah, I don't think so either.
No. No. I mean, even Rudy Gobert is going to be all right. You know, once it sparked back, I don't know how cool him and Donovan Mitchell would be, but I mean, as soon as it's over, they'll be fine.
Who knows how cool they're going to be. Corey asked if Roger Goodell's so. Time for takeaways.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, I got takeaways of the day from Brian here on the email, because Brian left us early, by the way, because Brian's got the ego the size of Jupiter, so he had to leave the show before it was even over. His takeaways of the day are, listeners are funny, the dad jokes were great, Randy wears UGG slippers but won't wear UGG boots.
Damn right.
And Kirby Smart is not a fan of the Tiger Kings because he does not like incompetence, which I think was a great take from Roddy Nabalsi. That's why Kirby didn't like it. He doesn't like people that can't do their jobs.
Yeah, I mean, he's absolutely correct, man. My takeaway today, I just got it, that my man Andy can moonwalk just as good as Michael Jackson.
No, didn't say that. No, I didn't. I didn't say that. I said,
sure?
I can't do it as good as Michael Jackson. I'm okay. I'm okay at it.
I got to see this for myself.
All right. Maybe I'll send you a video. And then if it's good enough, I'll post it on social media. But it probably won't be, so I probably won't. If Samson did what Kendrick Perkins' kids did, which is spend $16,000 on Kendrick Perkins' credit card. If Samson did that to Randy's credit card, our show would be named Andy and Someone Else.
You're damn right. And Wendy's takeaway is, don't run up my credit card bill or I'll end up in jail.
Yeah, don't do that, man. Someone also told us that Fortnite is completely free, The stuff that you're paying, like the skins that you're paying for, are just like for aesthetic. Like
that's
it's
what
just
it's for.
It's to look cool.
Yeah.
Damn,
it don't
that's
help
crazy.
You win no damn game. That's crazy, dude. That's what I said. The game is free. That's how they making their money off these damn skins.
That's so
killing
dumb.
Me. Killing you.
All right. Have a great Wednesday afternoon. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Dukes and Bell coming up next. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Later.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.